the reign of Pope John Paul I lasted only 33 days. Rumors of foul play abounded. Today, Our Lady solves this mystery. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, chapter 3, verses 7 through 13, quote, "But the heavens that now are, and the earth, by that same word have been stored up, being reserved for fire against the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord does not delay in his promises, but for your sake is long-suffering, not wishing that any should perish, that all should turn to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. At that time the heavens will pass away with great violence, and the elements will be dissolved with the heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Seeing therefore that all these things are to be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in holy and pious behavior? You who await and hasten toward the coming day of God, by which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements will melt away by reason of the heat of the fire. But we look for new heavens and a new earth, according to his promises, wherein dwells justice." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan of Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on May 21st, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is looking about her. The world isn't moving any longer. Our Lady is standing about 16 feet above her statue. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she's pointing up to the sky with her crucifix still held tightly in her hands. And over on Our Lady's left side, I see a very dark cross forming. It's very somber looking. In fact, it's quite frightening, and I feel that I'm going to get goose pimples up and down my back. It's really frightening. There's something death-like about this black cross. Now it's beginning to fade away, just like it was dust. It's fading away, the cross, and Our Lady is now motioning. She's placing her first finger to her lips like this. And Our Lady now is kissing the golden crucifix, and she's placing the rosary into her left hand like this and directing me to listen, because she is pointing now her first finger to her lips. "Oh, my child and my children, how sad and filled with grief is all heaven because of what is fast coming upon mankind. In the will of the Eternal Father, he has allowed man free rein on their destiny. It is only in this manner, my children and my child, that the world can be cleansed and your redemption finished. There are many enemies of God, and those who have infiltrated into the papacy with one purpose, to set forth a plan to eliminate our dear vicar, Pope John Paul II. As I told you before, my children, in my discourse with you, you must pray for your Holy Father, or he will be removed from among you, and then there would be more chaos in Rome. Yes, my child, I know of your news broadcast. I know also that this is a warning that must be noticed by your vicar. We will go back, my child, in history, a short history, and remember well what had happened in Rome to John, Pope John, whose reign lasted 33 days. Oh, my child, it is history now, but it is placed in the book that lists the disasters to mankind. He received the horror and martyrdom by drinking from a glass. It was a champagne glass given to him by a now deceased member of the clergy and the Secretariat of the State. My child and my children, these messages must be strong because they are in truth. And one cannot turn his or her back upon the truth, or they will be led into more gross errors. Man has become a depraved creature, living not by his knowledge of his Creator, his God, but living through the pleasures of the flesh, neither caring nor wanting to know and understand what is happening at this time to all mankind. My child and my children, I beg you as your mother and as a beacon of light to all, to pray and make atonement to the Eternal Father, or you will be chastised much more heavily, my child and children. As I said before in countless visits to your earth, that there is a plan in heaven for each and every life. However, man has a free will and can turn back away from the truth, becoming blinded to the truth. For man has made life most complicated. All heaven is joining in a major force to try to avoid in your generation the terrible floods, the great heat, and the plague. Yes, my child and my children, the crops will rot, babies shall cry, as there will be no food to feed the hungry mouths. Disaster is coming upon mankind far greater than what has been experienced in this past year. As you will recognize, the scientists and men of knowledge all comment on this past year being a frightful one. The elements seem to get loosened and come down in fury upon mankind. Remember, my children and my child, I have always told you that Satan can control the elements.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. In the natural disasters in 1998, the lives lost and property damages were three times greater than the previous year. On May 30th, 1981, Our Lady said, quote, "Earthquakes in your country, the United States, extending up through Canada, earthquakes in places never before known to exist or the possibility of. And they will know it comes but from the hand of God. Famine, starvation, your crops will rot, the heat will burn, the cattle will starve," unquote. We have available a new book titled, Don't Get Caught with Your Pantry Down. This book is the most comprehensive of prepared resources ever published. When disaster strikes, you need to have your own food and emergency supplies. It is an indispensable guide for home food storage. It tells what to store, how much to store, the most important, where to get it. It shows how to be prepared and maintain your emergency kit. It tells where to buy dried foods, dehydrators, first aid supplies, alternative methods, medicines, non-hybrid seeds, vitamin supplements, power generators, water purifiers, and hundreds of other essential items for your entire family for these end times. It has approximately 550 pages. It lists over 5,000 U.S. and Canadian suppliers of preparedness products. It has discount coupons with hundreds of dollars in free sample offers. The title of the book, Don't Get Caught with Your Pantry Down. It costs $30 plus $6 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Order it today, and don't get caught with your pantry down. The number of holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, total 42,134. If you would like to join us and pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, just call us at 616-698-6448. Or write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And we will include your holy hours in the grand total next week. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Christians from the very beginning believed in a real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, which proves that the belief had to be given them to them by our Lord himself. Thus St. Paul said, quote, "The chalice of benediction which we bless, is it not the communion of the bread of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not partaking in the body of the Lord?" St. Ignatius of Antioch says, "The Eucharist is the flesh of our Savior, Jesus Christ." St. Justin Martyr says, "We take this not as ordinary bread, nor as ordinary drink, but as Jesus Christ, our Savior." St. Irenaeus says, "Wine and bread are by the word of God changed into the Holy Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Christ. Saint Hippolytus of Rome says, He has given us His own divine flesh and His own precious blood to eat and drink. Unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. We have the End Time Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. And now we have something new. We have a word search capability of the prophecies on the internet. You are now able to search words or phrases such as wars, AIDS, floods, earthquakes, tornadoes, UFOs, Satan, comet, star, heaven, hell, purgatory, World War III, plagues, famine, food, Fatima, the third secret, and so on. Look at the www.tldm.org website for the fantastic, miraculous picture, Jacinta 1972, which has the date of the coming great chastisement. Take a look at this website for clues and the prophecies about this most famous picture. If you personally don't have a computer for the internet, maybe a family member, relative, friend, or the public library may have one where you can see this fantastic picture, Jacinta 1972. Write this internet address down, www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on May 21st, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Man, if he falls of his own accord, because he could not give up his riches, his life a pleasure, and seek for a far simpler way to heaven that can be found in a spiritual childhood and a spiritual adulthood. Man, in his seeking for knowledge, is ever seeking but never coming to the truth. My child, letters have been sent to your vicar, and our child, though he be a pope, he is our child also. And he must listen and act upon the message given to him, or he will die. Many warnings are being given to mankind, and these will increase in nature. Horrible, life-taking forces of nature shall be allowed to come upon you. All this is to take place while the enemy of God and your nation is surrounding you with submarines and planning a missile attack. Yes, my child, now you can understand why it was most important that you come to this vigil of prayer this evening. We allot you the time to complete this week's work, my child, because after this week, there will be much need for more prayer, more sacrifices, and more penance to make atonement to your God, the Eternal Father in Heaven, for the blasphemies and the atheistic meanderings of our children. My child, my son, will be here shortly, and he must speak to you. It is very urgent that you keep your attention here. You will take now, my child, 3 photographs. Much shall be given in them. You are free to distribute this knowledge. Now, directly over Our Lady statue, high in the sky, much more than 15 feet when Our Lady came, I can see Jesus coming through this opening in the sky. It's beautiful. It's we're having rain here this evening, but it stopped raining now. And the sky is opening up, just all like every bit of darkness being blown aside. And in a circular formation, there's a tremendous, beautiful blue sky with stars above us. And Jesus is coming forward. He's floating. He also floats like Our Lady does, because there's no need for him to walk. He absolutely has control of the elements up there and just coming down. And nothing is impossible to God, so we can expect Our Lady and Jesus to do many things that are astounding to mankind.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on May 21st, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, let me see. My first testimony here is from Massachusetts. To Our Lady of the Roses, this is my testimonial. Two times, sacramentals blessed by Jesus and Mary have saved unborn babies' lives. Once, I was praying the rosary outside an abortion clinic. A girl came up and stopped near me and could not seem to go in. I talked to her and gave her a miraculous medal blessed at Bayside. At this point, she stopped crying and said she was going to keep the baby. I asked her what she would name him. She said, if it's a boy, I'll name him Robin. She left smiling after she hugged and kissed me. Another time, a girl took my beautiful crystal rosaries, which links were turned to gold. I gave them to her, and at that time, she said, I am going to keep the baby. Thank you, Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, help of mothers, and then that is signed. Now I have another party here from Buffalo to Our Lady's workers. The purpose of this letter is to give a testimonial of my cure of smoking, of staying away from smoking. I've smoked for 36 years. I owe the cure to Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, help of mothers at Bayside. I was smoking 5 packs a day and have been having chronic bronchitis and the first step towards emphysema. It was really against the 5th commandment for me to smoke. I would like to thank all God and Our Lady of the Roses and all the Baysiders who prayed for me to stop smoking. And then that is signed. Now I have another party here from Buffalo to Our Lady's workers. The enclosed check of $5, a little token for the Thanksgiving for the rose petals you sent to me. What a delight it was to receive them. I apply them to my legs, which have been draining for years. Now they are healed. For the last 6 months, I've had no reoccurrence. I pray that all will have confidence in all will have confidence in our Blessed Mother for all she is willing to do for her children who are suffering in these troublesome times. May I have some more rose petals to give to friends who are asking for them. I will ask them to listen to you on your program and also to write to you for further information. And then that is signed. Now I have one from Ireland. Irish testimony. My mother, Mrs. McKevitt of County Low, Ireland, suffered a severe stroke. Her speech, her eyesight was badly affected. She refused all medical help, relying on prayers to our Blessed Mother on the rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine in Bayside. I pinned the rose petals on her and on her bed. Now, 2 years later, I can say she is completely cured at 86 years young, and then that is signed by her daughter. I have another party here from New York. I converted around 4 years ago. Well, around 4 years ago, I was watching TV, a rerun, and I remember saying a little prayer myself. I said something like, "Well, Lord, I know these are the end days, and there is something that you want me to do. Just let me know." A couple of days later, I was riding in the subway, and I saw this sign which said, "Your mother is looking for you." So I wasn't sure what it was about, but I decided to follow up on this. That's when my friends and I came to the vigil grounds. I was just very taken up what I saw going on. I've always considered becoming a Catholic. I just never made that move. I figured this was the Lord's signal to me to tell me to make that move. So I converted a few months later. I converted to the Catholic faith because of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside. I feel a lot more at peace, and I feel that my life has meaning now. Before, I was floundering, and then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary, now. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson, for sharing those beautiful testimonies. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.